A medical aid agency, Doctors Without Borders, released a report Monday detailing the global fight against AIDS on the first full day of an international AIDS conference in Nairobi. Doctors Without Borders and the World Health Organization gave good news and bad news in a joint report about the procurement, distribution, and use of antiretroviral medicines to control AIDS and HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. The report's lead author, pharmacist Sophie Marie Scufflere, told journalists that antiretroviral medicines, or ARVs, are available at low cost despite complaints by pharmaceutical companies over patent issues.
It's really possible to access treatment for less than $1 a day, good quality treatment programs. We have been able to use generics everywhere. We didn't face any problems regarding patents.
There are success stories in Africa with respect to the distribution and use of ARVs. The head of Doctors Without Borders mission in Malawi, Didakus Otiambo, says Malawians living with HIV and AIDS have good access to antiretroviral medicines, primarily because the government has registered several generic drugs in the country.
What is significant in Malawi is that these companies compete with each other, and that is a very good climate for the price reduction.
Doctors Without Borders says ARV prices in Malawi are amongst the lowest in the world. The organization's project there provides ARVs to 1,400 victims. But in Kenya, says Ms. Scufflere, the public sector is just beginning to purchase generic ARVs, and the government recently placed ARV drugs on the list of essential drugs. The organization provides 800 Kenyans with ARVs, a limited number because, it says, low-cost medicines are not yet available in the country's national procurement system. The report says different countries can use their own methods to ensure ARVs are available and distributed to those who need them. These methods may include developing local ARV production, setting up a national procurement system, or constructing a framework for the private sector to supply ARVs to treatment centers.
There is no one ideal approach. It's just that we need the government to put in place the framework for treatment centers to be able to access.
But sub-Saharan Africa as a whole is in great need of ARVs. The report says 1% of the 4 million people in need of ARVs currently receives ARV therapy. Meanwhile, the United Nations AIDS Agency says many countries have a long way to go before they'll meet basic AIDS prevention and care goals established 2 years after a special session of the United Nations General Assembly on HIV/AIDS. The situation is particularly difficult in sub-Saharan Africa. Only an estimated 50,000 victims out of 4.1 million in need have access to ARV treatment by the end of 2002. Kathy Maitani for VOA News, Nairobi.